circa 1943. That bullet to the leg nearly took him, but it took him to her. He sure smiled when he came to, looking up in the baby blues. She said, "Gunny, you're lucky, it could have been a whole lot worse." Next 2 months, it was making her laugh every time she walked by. By the time it was time to send him back, they didn't want to say goodbye. So he said, "By the way, if you ever make it to Superior, Montana, my brother's band sure bangs around most Tuesday nights. Bet your boots I get you two-step and a WC handy. I think you love it out west, think you might never leave my side if you ever make it out of here alive." Harold wrote Bernice letters every day for weeks, till he could get back there to her when the fight died down. When that day finally came, they snuck around that German base. They only had 4 days, but boy, did the making count. Just 4 days wasn't near enough for the love they fell in. She longed to hear just the way he talked and to hear him say again, "By the way, if you ever make it to Superior, Montana, my brother's band sure bangs around most Tuesday nights. Bet your boots I get you two-step and a WC handy. I think you love it out west, think we might have a night to tie if we ever make it out here alive." If you don't hear from me, thank you for making a change and saving my life. That's the last one that came in. Down to her knees she went with the news she never got to tell him about that night. She went home with a broken heart and a baby bump that June. She took her time to heal her scars, but she knew what she had to do. And she said, "Wish you could see that we made it to Superior, Montana. Your brother's band sure sounded good last Tuesday night. You just turned two and looks like you went, although he don't understand yet. The flowers on a cross and water from his mama's eyes. We just wanted you to know we made it out of there alive." Harold met Bernice circa 1943. That bullet to the leg nearly took him, but it took him to her.